Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robust, just periwig-painted fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who for the most part are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hemi, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quillen, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Welcome to the 135th episode of The Inexplicable Dumb Show. Yet again, I'm T. Quillen, and I'm here in my closet because John is still in Disney World. Just wanted to point that out, that some of us are here, you know, working, and some of us are not. Anyway, I hope he's having a great time. Okay, SETC Week 2. This week, we're going to talk to Aaron Gottlieb from Dancing Monkey Cabaret Theater in Atlanta, Janice Weaver from Actors Playhouse, and then we're going to talk to students Jessica Ferguson, Ian Gabriel Gonzalez-Mutiner, Marcus Banks, and Liz Walsh. And then for our Dumb Show University segment, we're going to talk to Mariah Johnson from Broward College. I'm not going to say a whole lot of anything else other than I've got to pick John up from the airport a little bit later on this afternoon as I record this, so I hope he's having a safe flight. Here's the stuff.
Carlin Effect, go.
All suicide, all the time. People would compete for most unusual method. They'd be jumping off of barns, lighting themselves on fire, putting rat poison on a taco, drinking mopping clothes, sticking mothballs up their ass. You'd probably have some weird show up who figured out how to kill himself with a stinger missile and some dental floss.
Thus saith George.
Thus ends his catechism.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play, in the gutter, of course.
Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater.
So, Aaron, we saw you at the we saw the podcasting workshop last night.
Yes.
And I'm intrigued. I'm reading your name tag right now. Dancing Monkey Cabaret Theater. Is that right?
Well, we the theater is implied. We don't really actually have that as part of our name. We are just Dancing Monkey Cabaret.
Okay.
We're a new vaudeville variety style cabaret company.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 'Cause,
you know, contemporary cabaret tends to be a piano, a microphone, and a spotlight.
Sure.
Right.
And we're going back to a little bit more of... Our website describes it as a mix between American burlesque and vaudeville and European music hall and cabaret.
Cool.
So we're trying to sort of merge all four, but bring them up to date and have things that happen. So we have vaudeville variety, we have singers, a live band, monologues, theater pieces. We had a magician our first show. We had a synchronized Segway ballet in our second show.
Nice.
Which we billed after the dress rehearsal as the world's most dangerous ballet because there was a minor collision on the dress rehearsal night.
Contact ballet.
Oh, wow. Yeah, full contact ballet.
So, yeah, we have different acts every month. We put up a new show. And just try and find new, exciting things to surprise our audiences with.
Cool. And you're based out of where?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Awesome.
Right now we're performing in the Academy Theater space, which is in Avondale Estates, just outside of downtown Decatur. Our goal is to have our own performance venue in the next year or two.
Cool.
Wow.
You know, as
good luck on that.
Play out. So we're looking into that. But yeah, right now we're using the Academy space.
Cool.
So how did you come up with, what is your personal draw to this style of performance?
My personal draw to the company originally was I was brought in with the offer to help create the children's program.
Mm-hmm.
Another of our mid to long term goals is a children's cabaret on Saturday mornings,
cool.
which sort of has like an anchor scripted show
mm-hmm.
and then songs or storytellers or jugglers around that
nice.
With like almost a pancake breakfast kind of feel.
That's cool.
So, like, have serial theater where, you know, you come every month and you see a different chapter of the Space Pirates adventure or whatever.
Cool.
And so that was originally what drew me in as a Theater for Youth person. And since then, we're focusing on the primetime cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
And I've become more of a partner directly on that program.
Cool. So you do shows how often?
We're currently doing about once a month.
Once a month, okay.
The last weekend of every month.
Okay. And give a website?
DancingMonkeyCabaret.com.
Okay, good. I just love that name. I just really do. I really do. It's awesome.
I do, too. I mean, we struggled for a very long time coming up with the name.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's so much of who you are. It's mm-hmm. your first, you know, it's your right. handshake to right. the world. And it's like, so what do we call ourselves? And, you know, Jeffrey, who just had his first daughter, was like, we could, you know, call it Zeta's Cabaret, you know, because the whole point of it is so that she has some place to live and food to eat for the rest of her life.
There you go.
There it is.
I understand that completely.
Yeah, me too.
So, if you like to support children, come to Dancing Monkey Cabaret.
Yeah, there it is.
Wow, that's good. That was good.
That was really good. That was really good. Now so I'm guilty. I'm going to
feed the children.
Yeah. Now I feel like I got to come down and see his show. God.
Please do. We would love to have you come down. We'd even, you know, invited guests from out of state. I try and even get discounts for.
Nice, wow. Awesome, yeah, awesome.
Good discounts. Stuff. You're talking my language now.
Now we're listening.
We would love to have you come down.
Cool.
But so we went through like Zeta's Cabaret, Zeta's mm-hmm. room, and I was like, yeah, but nobody else knows who Zeta is yet.
Right.
And they, you know, they come, they see you and I, and it's like, okay, so where's this Zeta? She actually was in the first cabaret. One of our lead sponsors is the Pediatric Center of Stone Mountain, Georgia.
Cool.
And they were in the audience when Zeta made her first cabaret appearance. Now, from
nice.
she can balance on Jeffrey's hand. Like, she sits still, and it's like the circus baby is what he, you know, he'll be like, circus baby, and he just holds her up. And we almost lost our pediatric sponsorship when we saw Circus Baby for the first time.
It literally is all about the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she made her very first stage appearance at the cabaret, but we were trying to come up with a name, and then we went through like this, like, you know, we were talking about merging the European and the American, mm-hmm. so, you know, Cabaret Encore and the ongoing mm-hmm. cabaret and things like that, and it wasn't honest. I mean, it was like, we're planning to have magicians and Segway dances.
Right.
You know. So I get this text message that basically says, how about the dancing monkey? And it's like, yes. I mean, how often in this business do you feel like you're just, go dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah,
entertain
right?
us.
Yes.
Go, go, go.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we, like, you know, we kept talking about names, mm-hmm. but that was the, like, default. Well, you know, until we have something to call it, we'll call it. But then, of course, It just stuck.
It just stuck,
and we love it.
It's a great name. It really is.
And it's, you know, it gets people's attention.
Sure
right away.
It does. Yeah. Well, now, tell us your interest. Like I say again, we met at our podcasting workshop. Mm-hmm. What is your interest in podcasting? What are your plans with that for Dancing Monkey?
We have, you know, a variety of plans because we're a new company.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was to promote the shows.
Mm-hmm.
Just basically say, you know, this month coming up in the cabaret, we've got this singer, and let them sing for a bit.
Sure.
We've got this coming up.
Right.
And then we also talked about sort of this online membership version where you could, like, watch the cabaret, you know, have, like, three cams set up
nice.
During a show. And for a monthly fee, you can stream the cabaret or watch the archives.
That's a good
stuff.
Idea.
Because
yeah.
a lot of our stuff is we do a lot of original pieces, both mm-hmm. script and musically.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we don't, you know, we've got our BMI license and stuff coming in, and we're checking out their new media, which
right.
is why I was able
sure.
to jump in with that particular.
Right.
Because they've got this, you know, how do you do whatever music you want on a podcast or whatever.
Right.
And they're trying to figure that out as
yeah.
long, because we're all figuring out podcasts together.
Yeah.
So
it is definitely still a new media.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So they're coming up with this division called the New Media Division, and
nice.
It's how do you use background music on a website? How do you put stuff into a podcast that you want to perform
cool.
live or play the actual recording of? So we've been looking into that to sort of see what would we have to do to have a membership and a streamed
sure.
cabaret.
That's awesome. And of course, we taught you everything you know about podcasting.
Oh, absolutely.
Up to this point, yes, that's true.
No, I congratulations on the theater, and I mean, it sounds like you guys are having a ton of fun down there.
Oh, I am. We are. It's been fantastic. You know, it's been a nice new project for me.
Sure. Well, you have to. I mean, I don't know if you got a press release email list or any of that kind of stuff, but as John very subtly hands the card underneath the microphone,
let us know how things are going and how the company is developing. And
I mean, even if it's nothing more than just sit, you know, dropping us a voicemail on the voicemail line every now and then.
And we do have the mailing. We have a email announcement list on our website.
Put dancingmonkeycabaret.com. There you go.
Hey, it learns well.
Box office. You got box office number to tell, like a ticket number kind of thing yet, or is that?
Yes, I do. I have to look it up.
You need this?
Yes. 404-920-3239 is our info line, and right now that's basically a voicemail system.
Okay.
You can also look up the Academy Theater from our website, and they have the direct box office line currently.
Awesome.
Though ticket sales, memberships, and sponsors are available online. If you want to be a member, we've got a new member program where it's like an annual pass, and the basic membership is more like a flex pass option.
Cool.
You pay once, and then you have a certain number of comp tickets, and after that, discounts. And the premium membership, you can pay once, get in all year, and for your friends, you get additional discounts.
Nice.
Wow.
That's good. That sounds like you got it right on the money, man.
So, yeah, we're...
That's fantastic. Yeah, keep us posted. We'd love to know what you guys are doing and all that stuff.
Our next show's in April, last weekend of April. If you guys are free, you're welcome to come down and see us.
Awesome. Appreciate the invitation.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Janice.
Yes.
Tell us, Janice Weaver, I guess this is your full name, because you do have one.
That's nice to throw that in there.
Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. From Actors Playhouse, tell us what you're here for and what you're doing and what all's going down in Pearl.
What's going on in Pearl? Well, I've got a group of students. There's, 20 kids, I guess.
I've seen the Rent shirts.
You've seen the Rent shirts. Mm-hmm. They're floating around because we'll be performing tomorrow at 12:45.
Oh, cool.
Actually, I say performing, we're going to be competing.
Oh, are you in the One Eye Play Festival?
We're in the community theater division.
Okay, all right.
Even though our cast ranges from age 14 to 19, we're still in the community theater division, not the high school division.
Wow.
We're up for it. And, I mean, it's an exciting show. We keep passing people going, When is it? And I don't think I can sit through it and not sing. That's okay. Come sing. You can dance. You can clap, you know. And so,
that's the great thing about that show.
It is. It is. I mean, if you can sit still through that show, this is not for you.
No, that's
not for you.
That is for sure.
Because it is. It is a high intensity, high energy. It is. The whole show is so full of passion.
Cool.
For your friends and for the life that you're creating. Yeah. And so, And it's the story of a year and the life of a group of people from, you know, the village in New York. And so,
awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to come in here, and we're the last group to perform.
And when do you perform?
Tomorrow at 12:45.
Okay, so that'd be Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay. That's right, awesome. Saturday. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's cool.
You know, days start to get confused when you've been here for four days.
Yeah, absolutely.
So to tell everybody that's listening in, you're competing, what's the prize, for lack of a better term, for the competition?
Well, to be able to compete at the Southeastern Theater Conference, you have to have won at your local level.
Okay.
For us, we won at the state competition.
Cool.
The Mississippi Theater Association, we won at that level. There's actually another theater group that also, two of us won and were able to come compete. When you win at this regional level, it qualifies you to go on to the national level.
Nice.
Go on to the national level and compete again. And so, you know, when you're going, yes, that means more rehearsal.
You're going to travel this.
I'm assuming where are the nationals then for the... You don't have any clue? Okay.
You know, I'm sitting here going, I could probably tell you wrong, because off the top of my head, I don't know, and I should. But
well, that's fine. We can definitely look that up. I mean,
we've just been looking forward to being in Birmingham for, you know, 2 months now.
Oh,
so
sure.
We're just so jazzed to be here that, you know, it's kind of like going, national, I don't know.
I have, but like I said, I've seen so many of those Rent shirts floating around, and I thought that, you know, I'm sure it was in the back of my head, I'm seeing them going, it's either a high school group or one of the community theater groups and everything. So
it
congratulations.
Is. Well, thank you so much. Yeah, the kids
fantastic.
Are walking around, and it's great because people are just walking up to us going, now, why do you have those on? It's in your program. Look it up.
Yeah. There you go.
Come
there
support.
Go. Awesome.
That's right.
And you said your cast is between 14 and 19.
Ages 14 to 19 years
wow.
old. And, you know, there's a lot of, wow, that's an intense subject matter for, you know, kids that young.
Sure.
But come check it out. You will be overwhelmed just kind of going, that kid is how old and can
good.
Sing like that and perform
wow,
like that
good.
And clearly understands yeah. the relationship that they're involved in that
That's
they're singing about. And so,
awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's and it's high energy, too. So, I mean,
so
you have to be
is.
That young.
It is. And Actors yeah. Playhouse in Pearl is very, very focused on student theater and developing student talent and,
cool.
and kids that, you know, because, you know, a lot of times you've got parents that kind of go, I'm a sports person.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
great. That's
yeah.
great. You know, I mean, cheer for your team.
Sure.
But, you know, when you find someone like LaVon Bruckner, owner of the Actors Playhouse, that is so devoted to student theater, it's
right.
just exciting to watch it develop and watch these kids.
Awesome.
You know, she's been working with these kids since 04. And just to see them develop into
right.
the talent that they are now is just amazing.
That's
well, how long is it? How long is this process for Rent? Because I assume you've had the competition,
mm-hmm.
but you had to have probably staged it before, or was it particularly staged for the competition, the regional competition?
Well, it was originally designed to compete at MTA.
Okay.
You take a show, everybody here takes a show and has to condense it to 1 hour.
Oh.
If you go over 60 minutes, you are disqualified.
Wow. Okay.
You've got 10 minutes to set up.
Mm-hmm.
You go over that, you're disqualified. You got 10 minutes to tear down.
Wow.
So the whole thing has to be within an hour and 20 minutes or is over for you.
Wow.
So it was put together knowing it was going to come to competition. Of course, you know, you're going to perform it. A little fundraising there.
Sure,
and plus,
right.
you know, everybody wants to see it.
Right.
Because Rent has not been done in the Southeast yet.
I was about to say, I can't think of a... honestly, I didn't even know the rights were available.
They just came up last spring, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Summer, spring
right.
Of last year. And so, LaVon.
Congratulations for jumping on that, too.
She did. She jumped on it and thought, well, we'll kind of see what happens. And, of
yeah.
course, you know, I mean, she's a private company, and so she
sure.
doesn't have to battle school boards and
no,
all that
yeah,
fun
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, and she has not gotten any negativity from it. For
Good.
The most part,
Good.
You know, there's been
Good.
A little bit, can these kids really understand
yeah.
what's going on? And I would say, can anyone that didn't grow up in the monstrosity of the AIDS epidemic
right.
really understand? But
right.
I think people can.
Yeah.
I think they can relate to
yeah.
devastation and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, no, I think that's one of the highlights of that story is that it is universal.
Absolutely.
There was a question. Oh, orchestra. I mean, what do you have for your orchestra? Are you playing
it's,
off of a?
It is. It's pre-recorded.
Okay, pre-recorded.
Yeah, we're not traveling with a band.
Okay. I was about to say.
Oh man, the nightmare.
How many
of that.
Thousands of people are you here with this week?
That's it. Well, we've got the percussion. No, it's pre-recorded.
Okay.
And we had mixers and sound engineers and took a few tracks and embellished, built a few tracks,
uh-huh.
you know, all that sound
sure.
kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's all on a disc right now, and that's all we care about is that disc
yeah.
works.
Yeah. There you go. I
have like 15 copies of it.
Yeah.
Just in case.
That's exactly right.
Mailed it and shipped it to everybody.
That's,
yeah.
Everybody has their own secret copy just in case.
Nice. Well, that's the
case.
Way you have to do it. I mean, tons and tons of backups. Well, break a leg.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank
yeah.
you guys very
yeah.
much.
This
appreciate it.
Fantastic.
Want to stay current with The Inexplicable Dumb Show? It's quick and it's easy and it's free. Click the subscribe button at inexplicabledumbshow.com
and you'll never have to miss an episode.
Hey, I'm usually not this forward, but can I get your number?
Oh my God.
Oh, wow.
Is she talking to us?
Dude, I... Yeah.
What do we do?
We'll give her the number.
I can't think of it right now.
It's 615-866-1282.
Tell us who you are first.
Oh, I'm Jessica Ferguson. I am from Campbell University in
okay.
North Carolina.
Awesome.
And we just came as our small theater department. We
mm-hmm.
came just to help volunteer and help out and just enjoy the convention.
Cool.
And what happened was a play canceled in the Fringe Festival. And so they had an opening, and they were like, oh, no, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And we just happened to have a show with us.
Wow, okay.
Wow.
And so we're like, hey, we can help you guys out. We've got a four-person show. We can bring it down to 50 minutes for you guys. And Campbell University stepped up. You know?
Nice.
And
way to go.
Like, I'm totally excited because I'm in the show.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us about the show.
It's called The Voice of the Prairie. And it's about a radio broadcasting company and how it first starts out. And it's like this guy named David Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells about him when he's a child and his travels through the Midwest and with this girl, a blind girl named Frankie.
Okay.
And I happen to play Frankie the blind girl, and it has the grown-up version of David Quinn, and then David Quinn, and then the younger version, Davy Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just, we had to cut out the second act, so we're only doing the first act of the show. And it's mostly about Frankie the blind girl and Davy's adventures.
Cool.
And it's just, it's really interesting.
So this is something that you guys had been rehearsing at school?
We just did the performance.
And then you decided to bring everybody here?
Yeah, we just did the performance back in February, and we closed around the 16th. And took everything down. We're already working on our next show.
Wow.
And we come in, and we had to... Oh, we've done, like, 3 rehearsals in the past, like, 10 hours. Trying to get ready for this.
No. Just to clarify, you got here.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, no, we don't have a show.
Yeah. We just happened to be standing there, and...
Wow.
We were volunteering with Nanette.
Awesome.
And she was like, what? They're canceling? Oh, no. What are we going to do? And our tech director turned around, and he's like, I hate to be listening in, but we happen to have a show if you need one.
Nice.
And so they were like, yes, sweet, thank you guys so much.
Way to step up.
You know, it's like I come to enjoy a national conference, and now I'm performing in front of all of these people. And
the idea of enjoying it's gone right out the window now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh, I've given up like 3 workshops just in rehearsals, and I'm so tired.
Oh, sure. You'd said that it performs your performance of it here at SETC is tonight, which we're recording this on Friday the 6th. So I'm going to say break a leg.
Thank you so much.
So, and if you, what you need to do, you need to give her a card with the number on it. You need to call us on the voicemail line after it's done, and just leave us a voicemail. Tell us your name again and what you did, and tell us how everything went. Tell us how the show went.
All right, I'll let you guys know.
Awesome, thanks.
Thank you.
Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, break a leg.
Now, tell us who you are.
All right, I am Ian Gabriel Gonzalez Mutner,
and that's impressive.
Yeah, something about a check, right?
Yeah, something. Insert check joke here. Go ahead. What are you doing here? Where are you from, and what do you got on tap?
I am from St. Petersburg High, St. Pete, Florida, and I'm with Gibbs High School and the Pinellas County Center for the Arts.
Cool.
And I'm here to audition for colleges. I'm in my junior year, so it's sort of important to get myself out there now.
Good. Wow, yes. Good idea. Good idea to do that. Good
forethought.
Idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What is that?
Who's your teacher?
I'm here with my teacher, Kevin Rankin, and Karen Bale, and they're both wonderful people, however neurotic they may be.
Well, it comes with the territory.
Sure.
Yeah, of course it does. Of course it does. Well, congratulations on you know, being ahead of the curve and doing this on your junior year and everything.
Thank you very much. That's fantastic.
So you've done workshops and everything?
I've done a few, yeah. Like, we just came from a musical improv class, which was fantastic. Again, I can't sing or dance, so I didn't really participate much. And yeah, that's pretty much what I... There was another great workshop that I'm looking into with stage combat.
That's always fun. Fighting, always fun.
Awesome, always fun.
Say fighting.
When is your audition again?
It is Saturday.
Cool. So. Well, break a leg. The card that we gave you has got our voicemail number on it. Call us back. Let us know how you did.
All right, cool. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you. Tell us your name.
It's Marcus Banks.
Okay, and where are you from, Marcus?
I'm from Augusta, Georgia.
Ah.
Go to school at Payne College.
All right.
There you
go. Small HBCU. So.
There you go. No, what? You're obviously auditioning because you got a number.
Uh-huh.
Auditioning for professional auditions? Or?
Summer jobs.
Summer jobs.
Yeah, professional.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Okay, cool. What? And have you already gone? Have you already auditioned?
Yeah, my audition was Thursday.
Okay, so you...
So I was first.
Oh, yeah, you're not sweating anything now.
I'm up
here
chilling.
It's all fun now, right?
Yeah, I've been to all the workshops. I'm just walking around enjoying everything.
Nice. And callback, how'd you do?
Yeah, I got 5 callbacks.
Nice.
Well, good.
Tell us where we're from.
One from, I can't even pronounce the name.
It's
from Ohio.
Tecumseh.
Yeah, that's the... That's
there we go.
Got a call back from them.
Good.
I got a call back from Green... Oh, wait, let me go back. Let's do another one.
All right, go ahead.
Highlands Valley, I think that's what it's called. And then I think the other one... Greenbrier Valley. I can't think. I don't have my sheet.
Hey, you got 5, though. That's not bad.
Yeah, 5.
Right.
So,
that's not bad at all. You already done your callbacks and everything, too, though?
Yeah, I did 2 of them.
Cool.
The others wanted just my resume photo.
Nice. Okay.
So, I'm excited.
And now, so the pressure's off now. You can just run around and have fun.
The pressure's off. I'm just looking at everybody trying to... Networking.
There you go. That's what it's all about.
That's good.
What's your specialty? What do you do? You're an actor?
Yes, I'm an actor. I'm a broadcasting major at school. I like radio and stuff like that, but I really want to do film. I'm very interested in film. I like theater, but I'm kind of gearing my way towards film.
Did you do the film workshops that they had here?
I did it this morning. Awesome. I learned a lot about auditioning and everything. So
good.
I'm doing pretty well.
Awesome. Well, we're glad you stopped by to talk to us, and best of luck to you.
Oh, yeah. You guys keep doing what you do. I hope to see y'all somewhere else, because I want to keep doing it.
We'll be here every year.
We sure will.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Jessica Ferguson from Campbell University. I talked to you guys earlier today, which was on Friday, and to tell you about our show at the Fringe Festival that we just sort of filled in for. Well, we just did it a while ago, and it was spectacular. I just wanted to let you guys know and thank you guys one more time for letting me do the podcast. If you guys are ever in North Carolina, let us know. We'll see if we can get you hooked up with some tickets to Campbell University. All right, thanks guys. Bye.
We have an MTSU student with us, Liz Walsh, who is SETCing for the first time
ever. Really, you've never been here before?
Never.
Wow.
So, are you here for the job stuff, or for grad school, or for both?
Both. I auditioned for grad school this morning, and tomorrow I have my professional audition.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Cool. How'd the audition go?
I mean, I think it went okay. I got two callbacks from school, so I have those. I had one, and I have one coming up.
Cool. Which one have you gone to already?
I went to Regent University already, and I have Louisiana Tech this afternoon.
Cool. Okay. I don't know if Paul's the one doing that down there, but we need to make a little phone call.
We need to talk to Paul.
Yeah.
Let's get Paulie on the phone.
We know people who know people.
Okay.
So you're doing the auditions, and you said you're doing job contact stuff as well?
I'm not doing job contact.
Not doing job contact.
But just the professional auditions.
Okay, that's it. Okay, that was the other thing. Okay.
Yeah.
And your audition is when again?
Tomorrow sometime. I have to be there at 8:30. They start with number 530. I think I'm 636.
So you're about midday then, I guess.
Yeah.
Something like that. Cool.
So what do they require of you to audition? What are you auditioning with?
For the grad school auditions, you had to have a classical and a contemporary contrasting monologue. So you have 2.5 minutes to do it.
Okay.
And then for the professional audition, since I'm not a professional, I had to be pre-screened at the Tennessee Theater Association back in October.
Okay.
And I'm doing the same material I did there. Song. You can do two monologues, or no, you can do one monologue, a song and a monologue, or two songs. So I'm doing a song and a monologue.
There you go. Whoa. What are you singing?
I am singing Air from Hair.
Air from Hair.
Yes. I love that show.
That's a fun show. And what were your monologues?
My monologue for the professional, I'm doing one from Lend Me a Tenor, and the ones I did for grad school, I did one from As You Like It, one of Phoebe's, and one from Quake by Melanie Marnick, which is a really random play.
Awesome. Well, that's good. That sounds like it's good choices, though. So.
I hope so.
That's the bottom line.
What'd you choose? Well, I chose some really crappy material.
I picked the worst monologue possible.
I got a couple monologue books and just flipped through.
At random. You know, look, that one.
Oh, good.
This one has plenty of words.
that's how I picked
it. Is that it? Good.
That's our four-year senior from MTSU.
That's what John taught me in his acting class.
That's what scene prep, just in a monologue book.
There it is.
The more words, the better.
That's really, truly it.
Now, I have to ask you, though, what's it really like to work with John as a director? This is just between you and me. This is just between you and me.
And the hundreds of listeners.
It was awesome. The most amazing experience ever.
Now
we did teach her something.
Yeah, that's right.
She did retain something.
No, it was a good experience. I'm really glad.
Awesome. I love the show. It was really good.
Thank you.
It was really good.
And the show was Summer and Smoke.
If you want to pimp your show again.
Liz was the one that was exquisitely nauseating, right? Isn't that what they said?
Yes, but it's a good thing. Nauseating, and apparently he wanted to be nauseated
by Nelly. So I mean, it was a kudos.
Nice.
I just want to.
Doesn't necessarily sound like it, but it's a weird way
of phrasing things. But it was a positive.
So he was saying that you were obnoxious, and you should have been as this particular character.
Yes, that's
correct.
Awesome.
That's what I'm saying.
Then you played the role well.
Yes.
Good. Awesome. Awesome. Well, congratulations and good luck on the rest of the weekend, and just have fun, because it's, there's a whole lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. You know, are you workshopping?
I did like 4 workshops yesterday. I've done one today. So.
Are you doing the whole thing? What all have you done? Tell us.
Let's see. Yesterday I did a Meisner workshop,
cool.
Which was fun.
Yeah.
I did a musical theater audition workshop. I went to the Q&A with the 2 agents from New York and LA.
Awesome.
Which was interesting.
Yeah.
And then I went to like the grad school do and don't. But they were mostly talking about ERDA, which may be something I do next year.
Yeah, so. ERDA is a good opportunity. Yeah, it's good stuff.
And then I went to Brad's mask workshop today.
Cool.
Yeah.
He sent in and talked about us, but you know, he talked about it with us, but you know, he's not here. How'd it go?
It went well.
I'm like an old lady.
Yeah. You're a hen, man. You are a hen.
What is it like? Is he nice?
Awesome. Okay, well, congratulations and best luck to you here.
Thank you.
Have fun, man. This is a great place to be.
If you love the Inexplicable Dumb Show like I do, don't be shy about it. Go ahead and wear your feelings on your sleeve, or at least your chest. Head on over to our Cafe Press store and wear your support for the IDS proudly. www.cafepress.com/dumbshow.
Character, theme, diction, or language, music, and spectacle. Aristotle's 6 elements of tragedy. If you'd done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's poetics are to Eugenia Barba's paper canoe as Aeschylus's Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
Now it's time for another excerpt from Dumb Show University.
We have joining us now Mariah Johnson from Broward College, but this is a cohort.
You have a cohort.
I have a cohort from Florida Atlantic days.
Okay.
Part of his former posse.
Yes. So what brings you to SETC?
I'm really here I'm here for actually a panel discussion on Fitzmaurice voice work. Certified Fitzmaurice voice work teacher.
Okay, cool. So that's why you were sitting here with Jackie as well, then.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And she says it went well. Do you concur?
Yeah, very well. There's a lot of interest in the work. A lot of people don't know much about it, so we had a nice full room. It's good.
Cool. So you did the you had to go up to New York and get certified in the 2. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's a 2-year process, correct?
Yep, a 2-year process, and then in between the 2 summers that you're in New York, you also have to do 5-day workshops here and there across the country. And I'd actually done about 2 years worth of 5-day workshops prior to getting into the certification program. So.
Cool.
They'd like you
awesome.
To have some experience with the work before they accept you into the certification program.
Right. Well,
so then how does one, you just find these workshops and go as a participant? How do you get involved in the process?
Well, they have a website. Mm. It's www.fitzmaurisvoice.com.
Very good.
You get to write that down, John?
Fitzmaurice Voice. And it's, they list all the workshops all over the country, and they are constantly having work, actually all over the world. And they constantly have these 5-day workshops and weekend workshops. So if anybody's interested in trying it out, that's what I did initially. I just took a 5-day and fell in love with the work. And anybody can do that. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. And we'll obviously link to the website, you know, from ours as well.
Great.
And Broward College, that's obviously, that's what you do there and that kind of thing.
I teach voice and acting and acting for the camera. And I direct.
So what do you do in your spare time?
Yeah, right. Actually, I'm a voiceover artist.
Are you really?
Yeah, I have a home studio. I have a Pro Tools studio.
Oh, yeah.
And I got a grant. I put a studio in my school, and I teach my students how to do voiceover.
Very good.
They do their own demos. And
that's excellent.
Yeah.
That's actually something I've been wanting to try to do, too, is do that same type of thing.
Yeah, it's great. It's very lucrative. They're getting work, you know.
Yeah.
It's better than waiting tables.
That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
that's true.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah. Very true.
You know.
Very closed field. Hard to get in. But once you're in,
it's true.
You can do okay.
It's very true. It's very true. Well, let's talk about that for a second. What do you recommend for them, besides a really good demo reel? What do you recommend for students who are interested specifically in voice work and voiceover work? What do you tell them?
Well,
how to break into that?
Well, first learn how to do it.
That's important.
Because everybody thinks they can do it.
Yeah.
But you got to learn how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different types of voiceovers and different mm-hmm. approaches to the different work. But once you get like a class under your belt and you get a demo together, then you just have to learn how to market yourself.
Okay.
And there are a couple of websites you can go to. In South Florida, there's a gentleman who has a business called VoiceOver Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pay money and put a demo on his, I think it's now 4 or 5 CD packet that he sends
wow.
out, but he does send it out all over the country,
mm-hmm.
and I actually have clients contact me from all over the country.
Oh, cool.
And more people now want you to do the work on your own. They don't want to pay for a studio
right.
session or an engineer, and so, I mean, it's so inexpensive. You can do it on your own home computer with GarageBand, for God's
yeah,
sake, or
right.
Audacity, which you can download
yeah.
for free.
Yep.
You know, so
that's...
people, you know, I teach my students how to put together their own little home recording studio.
Yeah.
And with plugins, you can, you
yeah.
know, get a lot of the background noise out.
Yep.
So
well, that sounds exactly like what we talked about on Friday night with our
yeah.
podcasting
yeah.
workshop.
That's
oh,
right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what we do. I mean, we'll, I mean, this background noise, we enjoy this background noise because
sure.
you know, it makes it sound like it's the ambience of the convention. Really is.
No.
But our studio is horrible. You know, our
well,
studio is our office, and there's an air conditioning vent directly above where we sit with the microphones. This is the noise. Noisiest thing ever. So yeah, I mean that's
yeah.
that's what I have to do every week when we put these together is I'll take and filter all of that stuff out, and it's not perfect, but it's
mm-hmm.
you know, it's pretty doggone close.
Oh yeah,
you know, and I mean, it's amazing what you can do with a laptop computer and a little bit of, you know, elbow grease.
That's right. Very
yeah.
user friendly programs, not hard to learn.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
yeah.
We use Adobe Audition because
okay.
it was the old. I worked in radio, so I paid my way through undergraduate. And or helped to pay my way through undergraduate, and that was one of my jobs. Was I put together commercials, and they used at that point it was called Cool Edit.
Oh yeah, I know Cool Edit.
You know Cool Edit. Yep.
Basically,
yeah, Adobe bought them out.
Oh.
And then they turned it into Adobe Audition, and now it's on version 2. I think they're on a version 3 now. But it's the exact same program. They just tweaked it a little bit and made it more, you know, an
expensive.
Adobe product.
That, yeah.
yeah, that too.
Well, that's,
yeah. There's that as
yeah.
well.
Truth be told.
Yeah,
yeah.
sure.
That's why we're on 2.0.
That's right,
3.
Yeah, and not the 3.0 thing.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, but I mean, it's a great product. I mean, the multi-track, that's one of the things that we do is the multi-track editing and all of that stuff. And it's not hard to do. You just have to understand how the process works. And once you know it, it's relatively easy.
Right.
So, but, and that's, and you offer classes in that
mm-hmm.
at the college. That's
yeah,
fantastic.
I do. I teach a voice class. Intro to Voice is IPA and Fitzmaurice.
Sure.
Link later. And then Voice 2, we get into character voices and more dialects and mm-hmm. how to do voiceovers.
Sure.
So yeah, and they get to, at the end of the term, they get a demo.
Uh-huh.
And they get an MP3.
Sure.
A WAV file and a CD. So however they want to put it out there. And
nice.
Then I suggest they all build their own website, put the demo on the website.
Sure.
And then, you know, it's like a no-brainer marketing your stuff. You don't even need to get business cards anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. One of the first things that I talked about when we started putting this together was, or when we started putting the Dumb Show together, was one of the things that I wanted to talk about was how to use all of this podcasting technology as a promotional tool. Because, I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it can easily become, podcasting can easily become an actor's demo reel, whether you're a voiceover artist or whether it's your, you know, whether you're going to put, you know, the clips of the commercials that you've been in or
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
And it's really, really easy to do.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the first things that we talked about on the show eons ago.
Eons ago.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's neat. It's something that not many people know about. I mean, that's the thing we heard at the workshop on Friday was this.
Yeah.
Wow, I'd never thought of it that way.
I know people, you know, still think I have to get an agent, and
right.
you know, you don't really need an agent.
No.
You know, and why give away some of your money?
There. Well, I'm. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to hope my agent's not listening to this.
I know, mine too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I mean, you know, it's nice for film.
Sure.
And but, you know,
yeah.
for voiceover, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, it's, that's, I keep telling my agent, I want, you know, I want to do this stuff. I want to be able to have that. And it's, no, you know.
Well,
but
they don't make a lot of money off of voiceover,
no.
so they're not that interested. But,
yeah.
you know, you get a few steady clients.
Sure.
And, you know, that makes your car payment.
Yeah.
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 I'm all about that.
Yeah, making car payments good.
Hey, I like that.
Mortgages and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I like
paying
that.
Bills?
Sure. What do you know?
Jeez.
What do you know? Well, that's fantastic. I think it's great that I mean, well, first of all, the Fitzmaurice work is, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. But, I mean, I just think it's great that you are able to focus that much on something that most people tend to look over,
yeah.
you know.
Well, you know, we have a lot of... People stay out of our hair at Broward College because it was a 2-year college. Now it's a 4-year college, but
okay.
it's a 2-year theater program. So they leave us alone, you know? We're not a conservatory, and a lot of my students go out and they just work.
Nice.
You know, they're not really interested in getting a BFA. They just want to go work.
Right.
So I have that luxury of kind of structuring my classes for people who want to go out and make a living in this business. Or if they want, they can obviously transfer to four-year institution, get their BFA, and then get work.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah. But if you just want to prolong that process.
Right.
Take that couple more history classes or whatever.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying, I mean, a BFA is very useful, especially if eventually one day you want to get an MFA.
Right.
But, I mean, some people just want to go out their own work. So, you know, it's nice to be able to, you know, prepare them for that.
Yeah, that's, what a concept that is.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
I think
a
really
novel
hit,
idea.
I think you've really hit on something.
Groundbreaking.
Like where I am.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Well, good.
Awesome.
Good. Before you go.
Oh.
He's
sharing baby pictures for those of you listening
at
home.
Oh my gosh, he's so beautiful.
He's a little ham bone.
Oh,
that he is.
Oh my god, they grow so fast. I remember when you were saying she was pregnant.
Right, yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You guys make beautiful babies.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks. We try.
We haven't succeeded with us yet, but...
But we keep trying.
Yeah.
Now, that's a podcast I want to listen to.
Yeah. Actually, you can find the video of that. I'm just kidding.
That's all right. I'll pass on the video.
Thanks for sitting in with us. We appreciate
it. My pleasure.
If you like what you hear on the Inexplicable Dumb Show, why not take a minute or two to fill out our listener survey? By filling out this anonymous survey, you make it possible for us to attract potential advertisers so we can keep bringing you our show for free. Go to our website and click the listener survey button to start now. www.inexplicabledumbshow.com. Okay, so that wraps up SETC Week 2 for 2009. Thanks again to Aaron Gottlieb, Janice Weaver, Jessica Ferguson, Ian Gabriel Gonzalez-Mutner, Marcus Banks, Liz Walsh, and Mariah Johnson. Download us again next week, and you can hear a lot more. We've got a lot more coming up, at least two more weeks. And just as a reminder, we also have an SETC poll question on the website right now. You can go to inexplicabledumbshow.com, and you can tell us what your favorite part of SETC is. So make sure you head over there and do that. And not only that, just as a little preview, just a couple of weeks from now, John and I are going to be packing our bags yet again and heading out to the Humana Festival in Louisville, Kentucky. And we're really looking forward to that up at Actors Theater of Louisville. So a whole lot to look forward to in the next couple of weeks. Thanks again for listening. And hey, we'll see you. Bye.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.